So first question is, do you think that you're a good citizen, and why or why not?
I do think I'm a good citizen. I mean, obviously I do the things that are required of a good citizen. I sat on jury duty for 2.5 weeks last year. I vote in every election, even the primaries. And I think that I'm really involved. I like to, I watch the news, I stay current, and I also, I like to talk to people about their, about the state of the country without being very contentious about it. I'm never going to blame someone for their opinions or talk down to them. Because I believe that to be a good citizen, you have to, you know, sort of not only do your duty, but also understand other people's points of view and where they're coming from, what circumstances in their life led them to be, to have a different viewpoint as from me. And even if they're not going to change my mind, it's my duty to listen to them and to talk to them and to respect them in that manner. And so when I sort of, view political debates and citizenship.
Okay, so next question, post fire alarm, is do you think that your neighbor or neighbors is or are good citizens, and why or why not?
I don't know. I think I unfortunately don't know my neighbors that well.
Yeah.
But I like to think that they're good citizens. I see them, helping out each other. There's one elderly woman on our street, and my neighbor across the street, sort of takes her trash out for her and shovels her snow and things like that. And I see, they watch out for, we all watch out for each other's houses if something's a little off. I did see them in line on election day, so I think so.
Yeah, awesome. Is there a story from your personal life, either yours or someone else's, that you think exemplifies good citizenship?
I'd have to think about that one. I know that there was one of my former coworkers here, she was on jury duty as well. We get a lot of the people who work here get
seems like it
for jury duty. I think it's one of those badge of honor things.
Yeah.
But she was on her trial, and it was election day, and so she had her I voted sticker and her jury sticker, and I was like, oh, you just need to help an old lady cross the street, and you'll have the hat trick.
Yeah.
So I think that was one I think about.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously anyone who chooses to serve their community in any way is a great example of citizenship. I don't know. I can't.
Yeah. So it sounds like from the first couple questions, it sounds like to you listening and engagement.
I think engagement, respect is a
respect.
Huge thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there are plenty of people that I disagree with politically, and sometimes I do get frustrated and say, why do you think that way? We just have fundamentally different ideas about what is right and wrong. But I think that I would never want to belittle them or their beliefs. Like, especially you see it on social media now, people just sort of behind their keyboards and the safety of their own homes, saying very, hateful and vicious, maybe not hateful, but, really vicious things about, their fellow citizens. Not even, the politicians they're going after. It's the people who support them. And, words like, stupid and foolish and naive. Yeah. And it's there's no reason for that.
Right.
So I think, I want constructive debate. And I want people to open their minds a little bit and listen to alternative viewpoints and not immediately put them down as, as stupid or, I think that's what I see as being the biggest.
The foundational.
Yeah. And the biggest obstacle that I see right now is that people just are so set in their minds and they're so convinced that the other side is just wrong that they're not even willing to open their minds and say, well, maybe let's reexamine everything. And so that's, I think that's part of my belief system.
Yeah. So fittingly, the next question is, do you think that on average, that people of the opposite political leaning of yourself are good citizens? And do you think they would say the same about you?
I do. I think that those people I mentioned on social media behind their keyboards are rare, but they're loud.
Yeah.
And I think they get a lot of attention, but I think that, you know, overall, the most people that I talk to and interact with, of my own beliefs and of opposite political beliefs, are, you know, are good people. And I think they know that about me too. And I think that, you know, I think that we have way more in common than we have that divides us.
Yeah,
so agree. I think that that's an important thing to remember.
Yeah. So last question, and you can be as broad or as vague or as specific as you want here. What do you think it means to be an American?
I mean, I think that there's nothing... I mean, I love being an American. I love my country. And I think that I look at being an American sort of like being born into your family. In that, I have a lot of respect for people who are from other countries and who have equal amounts of pride in their countries. Not that I don't believe America is great. I just have a really big problem with people who act like America is better than every other country on the planet. It's great that you have pride in your country. I have pride in my country, but I feel like we have to be respectful of all cultures and all countries. To me, to be an American means, you know, the belief in the foundation of sort of the free democracy that our founding fathers created, that that idea that, you know, the separation of powers, the equal branches of government, the equal voice, the Bill of Rights that we have. Those were sort of the ideas that we as Americans, because, you know, our country is so much younger than other countries, we sort of got to write our own rule book pretty recently. And so we got to decide these are the values that will that make up being an American. And I still agree with what they said in 1776 and 1787, that like those that foundation of democracy, separation of powers, equality, although obviously not everyone had an equal equality back then, but
the idea,
think those are to me very, very foundational to being an American. And I also when I think about sort of America at its best, I think about the 1940s and the World War. This is my history major coming out a little bit, but sort of that idea that, you know, we were going to stand up for democracy across the world, and we were going to help our neighbors. The sort of FDR speech about the garden hose, like that's kind of what America is. So that's another thing that I think of when this is a very convoluted answer.
It's okay.
But that's what I think of when I think about being an American.
So it kind of sounds like belief in democracy and pride in democracy.
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.